We've talked about how much money the state's going to have to address education in this era of the coronavirus. Now, what are they going to do with that money? Well, now we know. We think. This past Thursday, the U.S. Department of Education announced the approval of what's called the New Jersey American Rescue Plan Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief, otherwise known as ARP-ESSER. Planned by New Jersey, it details how the state's using and plans to use ARP-ESSER funds to safely reopen and sustain the safe operation of schools and equitably expand opportunity for students who need it most, especially those most impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the elements of the plan supporting students most impacted by the pandemic, New Jersey Department of Education will provide guidance and technical assistance on the use of ARP-ESSER funds that highlight how allowable activities may be used to advance educational equity. As part of their ARP-ESSER use of funds application, schools will be required to provide info on their plans to use ARP-ESSER funds to implement an equitable and inclusive return to in-person instruction. This one might be the one that parents are waiting most to hear about, addressing the academic impact of lost instructional time. State plans to establish an acceleration coach and educator support formula grant for districts. New Jersey will use a weighted enrollment allocation formula, which assigns additional weight to lower grade bands, limited English proficient students, and students eligible for free or reduced price lunches. Districts will use the grant funds to put into place professional learning for staff to help better understand the needs of the students with regard to learning acceleration and interventions. Funds will also be used in developing positive school climates, implementing social emotional learning supports, supporting culturally responsive teaching practices. Don't think that means CRT, by the way. Increasing digital and data literacy, engaging educators and parents in the community to personalize students' learning, identify disproportionate impacts of COVID-19, and other services to support educators meeting the needs of their students. There's a concept. Another key part of the plan, investing in summer learning and expanded after-school program. I know summer's just about over, but this could be a plan that could be put into full use next summer. Anyway, the state plans to develop a summer enrichment activities formula grant to districts to support summer learning academics and tutoring, professional learning for educators, education training programs for parents and caregivers. Now, the key here is districts have to target funds to content areas most impacted by COVID-19, like STEM, younger grade levels, performing arts. Additionally, the state plans to establish a comprehensive Beyond the School Day Activities Formula grant, which will support implementation of research-based programs like tutoring and broader learning supports for families as well as educators. A couple of other steps as far as the federal level is concerned. They're prioritizing the vaccination of educators, school staff, child care workers. Most recent numbers we have, the end of May, estimated 84% of teachers and school staff were fully vaccinated. Now keep in mind, you could have two schools. One could have 90% vaccine rate, the other 20%. So while the overall number sounds great, school by school is where the real story lies. Also, the Fed's providing $10 billion in funding for COVID-19 testing for pre-K through 12 educators, staff, and students. And they're also encouraging the development of a Safer Schools and Campuses Best Practices Clearinghouse, elevating hundreds of best practices to support schools' efforts to reopen safely, as well as to address the impacts of COVID-19 on students, educators, and communities overall. Steps forward with details, it's important. Will they be put into place effectively? To be determined.